Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears kicking off this Getaway Friday morning, Friday, March the 6th, 2026. How about that? A lot of sixes in there. 3-6-26. 16 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan here on this Getaway Friday. And it is a big Getaway Friday, Matt. It's our $100 Kroger gift card giveaway.
$100 is a lot of groceries.
This is a big prize, big money, and it's a gift card, so you can spend it on anything in the Kroger store, I would guess. You can't buy more gift cards with a gift card.
No alcohol, tobacco, or gift cards.
Right, but that's it. You could buy anything else. Easter's coming up. Who knows what else? Now, here's how we're going to do this. We're going to do some Family Feud this morning. We might do some trivia, depending on how this goes. Some of the Family Feud might have to do with just ordinary things, and some might have to do with Marion things. But every correct answer will get you entered, and then as we approach 1 o'clock, we will draw a winner of the $100 gift card. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I can't get my tablet to work to get you on the air, the most important day of the year.
I know, the big $100 giveaway.
Nobody else has called in and said they can't get it on the tablet?
No, I think we're okay. Let me make sure that Matt can hear everything okay. Matt, are things sounding okay? I haven't heard any complaints this morning.
Yeah.
Let me double-check here while I got you on the line, and we'll see if...
I wondered if...
it's working.
Up there to the studio, and you could look at my tablet.
Yeah, if you want to bring it up here, Matt, I'm sure I'll be on the air, but Matt can look at it.
Okay, thanks.
Yep,
bye.
No problem. Hey, thanks, Ted. Bye-bye. See, I'm telling you, Pat, Matt, people don't want to miss this day.
Well, it's going to be a big day.
So if Ted shows up, you think you can work out his tablet, get him on the air here?
Maybe, if he has, like, Wi-Fi connection on the tablet.
Well, you could always connect our Wi-Fi, I guess.
We could. I don't know the password.
You know, it's over there somewhere. It's a weird password. We'll see. Yeah, this might be a balancing act, a juggling act this morning. By the way, before we get started, I just want to mention, if you do want to mention a current event, we do have 5 hours this morning. So you can throw that in the middle of our game, or if you want to talk about something else, that's fine as well. And, guess who I saw face-to-face yesterday for the first time? I was up in the break room, and somebody yelled up the steps, and they said, "Hey, we got a visitor for you," and they're sending him up, and I thought, who in the world could this be? You know who it was?
No.
Carrington.
Oh.
I had not seen her forever. She came to the top of the steps. She looked good. We had a nice little hug there, which is always awkward, but we had a nice little hug. We talked for probably about 15 minutes. She told me what was going on with her life. She was laughing, and she said she wants to come back more often because that's going to be doable with her new situation coming up in about a month.
Well, that's good.
So there you go. It was good to see her, though. She was, she seemed happy, so that's always a plus. And it was one of those things, you know, where you pick right back up where you left off. It was like no time had passed at all. We were just talking about the same things we were talking about the last time we were together.
Taylor Swift.
Well, no, Taylor Swift did not. You know, I should have brought that up, though, because a lot has happened with Taylor Swift's life since last we spoke. But here's how we're going to do this. Let's get warmed up and ready to go here. Every correct answer, you can get as many correct answers as you like, will get you entered into the competition. And as we approach 1 o'clock... you could win that $100 gift card. All right, now here, I think this is the perfect question to start. It's a Family Feud question, and it's got eight answers? Six, seven, eight. Okay, eight correct answers. Name a place you stop going when you're broke. See, that's perfect for the $100 gift card, a way to kick off the morning. Name a place you stop going when you're broke. Oh, and the phone's already lighting up. I like the feel of this already. All right, go ahead, caller.
So let me see if I understand this correctly. Every correct answer you get entered, so it's going to end up being a drawing in the end?
It'll be a drawing. That way everybody's got an equal chance.
That's not really an equal chance. If I had like 20-some questions and I got it, so I got my name in there 20 times.
Well, but that you had to participate. You had to listen long, and you had to answer 20 right. So everybody's got the option to participate.
My strategy, I'm devoting from now till the end today, and I'm going to be playing for the peanut butter jelly truck.
Oh, that's very good. Very good.
So
I like that.
Everybody get your brains in gear.
All right. Okay, so the first question's about Terry Klein. Going to play all morning, and he's playing for the peanut butter jelly truck. And again, you can play for yourself. You can play however you want to do this morning. Now, name a place you stop going when you're broke. And here comes another phone call. It's going to be a hot morning. I can feel it already. And it's starting early. $100 to Kroger. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, restaurant. What?
You know what? Restaurant is number one on the list. We got you in. Thank you. Restaurant is number one on the list here today. Name a place you stop going when you're broke. You know, you're not going to have much to do, so I'm going to give you the list. You're going to get real good at reading the old Family Feud lists.
Okay, well, I was just going to compile a wheel, so that way we could spin a wheel.
A wheel?
Yeah.
Well, you can compile a wheel during... We got like 5 breaks coming up here this morning.
Well, I mean, but I was just going to do it as it goes, that way, you know. But, yeah.
Well, can't you do... I mean...
Name a place you stop going when you're broke.
Go ahead, caller.
Gasoline.
No gas stations on the list.
Wait, you got to have your own pen. Okay, no gasoline on the list here today. See, it's not so easy to get those correct answers. Name a place you stop going when you're broke. That is the Family Feud question.
I think that's good.
Oh, I think it's good, too. And remember, we have it right here, the $100 gift card to Kroger. Go ahead, caller.
Grocery store.
Yes, store is on the list.
We got you.
Thank you.
Grocery store is on the list, as it should be, on this Getaway Friday. And remember, this will be going on through 1 o'clock this afternoon. And call our offices and places like that. Let them know we're playing this. Let them get in. Go ahead, caller.
How about the bar?
The bar.
No bar on the list. Oh, yeah, there is a bar on the list. Sorry, I'm blind.
Bar on the list. We got it.
Thanks.
Bar is on the list today.
I need to get my glasses back.
Yeah, the glasses probably would help in situations like this. All right. Name a place you stop going when you're broke. That's the big question right off the bat here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. This is what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
Movies.
Yes, the movies are on the list.
Movies are on the list this morning. Name a place you stop going when you're broke. Now remember, if you get the busy signal, just keep on calling back. Eventually, you will get in. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
How about the bowling alley?
No bowling alley.
No bowling alley. No bowling alley on the list here this morning.
Got 4 options left. This list is moving right along.
I like starting with this list. I think it's a good list to start with.
I think
it
makes sense, yeah.
Perfect for the $100 Kroger gift card giveaway. Now remember, you can enter as many times as you like, and Matt's compiling a wheel, so it's all fair.
Yes.
It's all on the up and up here at WGH. Go ahead, caller.
Doctor.
No doctor on the list.
No doctor on the list here today. And Terry Klein this morning playing for the peanut butter jelly truck. How about that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and... you can play along. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, no pizza night.
Pizza night.
No, not on the list.
There's never any pizza night for you, is there?
Nope.
No pizza nights for Matt on the list, ever. I don't know what that is. Why don't you like pizza?
I don't like pizza sauce. Pizza itself is all right. Like, I like chicken Alfredo.
But you'll take some white sauce on there,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, white sauce pizza is good
stuff. White sauce would work. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about bowling?
Bowling!
No bowling on the list.
No bowling on the list.
Oh, I got a lesson. I'll keep calling back. I got a message for Matt.
Oh, message for Matt. Go ahead.
He needs to get his hair cut because he looks and smells like a billy goat.
I appreciate that. I'll keep that in mind.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Look and smell like a billy goat. Not only look, but smell like a billy goat.
It's evolved.
You're really going to have to work on this hair.
I guess.
It's turning into a big thing here. All right, go ahead, caller.
Sporting events.
No, not on the list.
No sporting events. No, what? Now,
well,
are you iffy?
That one? Like, the...
What
I don't
is
know,
it?
Whatever, the second to last there.
Well... What kind of sporting event? Let's put it that way. What kind of sporting event? Go ahead, caller.
I'm thinking hairdresser, barbershop.
No, neither of those are on the list.
No, keep trying.
Okie doke.
No hairdresser or barbershop. And by the way, you do have to call in with your answers because if we start doing internet, that could get very, very messy. So you do have to call in, 740-383-9944. So just call in. You don't have to say anything more than your answer. You know, we're not going to harangue you on the air or anything like that. Go ahead, caller.
Jeez, so some kind of sporting event is there. Is that it?
Yeah, it's a type of sporting event.
Type of sport. Jeez, only thing I can think of is football.
Well, yeah, we'll go along with that. It's ball game, so I would have taken basketball, football, baseball, anything
yeah,
with a ball.
Yeah, ball game, anything with a ball.
Anything
yep.
with a
okay.
ball. All right, thank you.
Yes.
I think that actually does mean baseball. Take me out.
Yeah, I would have figured as much, yeah.
I'm guessing it's more baseball, but we'll take football. Football does have a ball, and it just says ball game. So it's some place you stop going when you don't have any money, right? When you're broke.
Yes.
Okay.
No place you stop going when you're broke.
740-383-9944. And remember, if the line's ringing busy, it just means we're on the line with somebody else. You know, it's interesting. The longer the list goes on, the harder it gets. Because you're raffling off all your answers. Rifling off all your answers here.
Well, there are three answers left, I guess. Currently, we have restaurants, store, the bar... The movies, and a ball game.
There you go. Go ahead, caller.
How about the bank?
The bank.
Yes, the bank is on the list.
The bank is on the list. We got you.
All right, thanks, Scott.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. The bank is on the list. What?
Who's that?
There you go. See, you don't know the people who are listening out there every day.
No, I guess not.
Yep, right there. All right, go ahead, caller.
Mechanics. Get your car worked on.
No, not on the list.
No. We just keep going on down the road with all those flat tires and everything else. A place you stop going when you are broke. $100 to Kroger today. Go ahead, caller.
How about going to the gym?
Going to the gym.
No gym on the list.
No gym on the list. Betty and Jane are on the list, but no gym. Name a place you stop going. It's going to be comedy today. It's right here. You can vouch for it. $100 gift card.
Yes, in an envelope and everything.
In an envelope, a hermetically sealed envelope here today. You could be going to Kroger later on today with $100. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about the lottery?
The lottery.
Well, no lottery on the list, no.
No lottery. No lottery on the list, but this could certainly be a gamble today. All right, what is there? Well, there's something, you know, we're trying not to give hints here today, so you got to be specific in some of these answers. Some of these are broad topics, I guess is the way to put it. Go ahead, caller.
The car wash.
The car wash.
No car wash.
No car wash. Keep trying. No car wash on the list today. Now remember, every correct answer, you get entered in to the contest. That's how this all works here this morning. That's how we like it. Go ahead, caller.
Card game. Poker.
Poker.
Yeah, go ahead with that. Casino is on the list.
Casino on the list. We got
you. Thank you.
Terry playing for the peanut butter jelly truck this morning. $100 gift card to Kroger. The more entries, I guess, the better. Now, Matt's compiling a wheel on this whole thing.
Yes.
Which is kind of interesting. 740-383-9944. We're only at 31 minutes past the hour. That's how big this is. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a big day. I can feel it.
Well, that's good. I mean, I like big days. Big days are always good.
Big days are always good. But it was fun to see Carrington last night. Anyway. And you and her can get back together and just have problems. Go ahead, caller.
The strip club.
No strip club.
Bob, how much time are you spending in the strip clubs?
Not any. I'm broke.
Hey, the thing you sent me the other day, I couldn't open for some reason. Can you send it again?
Which one was that?
It was it's something about an ad.
Oh, yeah. Well, you had Adam on there talking about his Chicago experience. I did a commercial once.
Oh, did you? Was it the commercial?
I sent a copy of the commercial.
You know, try to send it again. I couldn't open it for some reason.
It might not go through the mail. I'll tell you what. I'll send it to Matt. That might be easier.
Yeah, try that.
All right.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
No strip club today. You always have to cut that out when the money gets tight. No strip club. Can't make the cover charge and can't give away anything, I guess. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about the movies?
The movies has already been taken.
Oh, we already got the movies, John.
Oh, okay.
Keep trying.
One last guess. This one might be a little difficult.
And I'll tell you, as the morning goes along, we've got these basic Family Feud questions. We've got some Marion-themed Family Feud questions. We've got a lot going on here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, okay.
Are you there? Go ahead.
How about beer?
Beer.
No beer on the list.
No beer. And by the way, you cannot buy alcoholic beverages with the Kroger gift card. No alcohol, no nicotine, and you cannot buy other gift cards. Those are the only exemptions. But you could buy anything else, and there's a lot of product in Kroger. You know, we sell a lot of tchotchkes for Easter.
What is a tchotchke?
Oh, like the plastic eggs and the baskets and all that rigmarole. Go ahead, caller.
When you're broke, do you go to church? You don't go to church, right?
Church.
No church on the list.
No, you up your church consumption when you're broke.
Yeah, you can't contribute anything.
Well, no, but you go and you pray for money.
You pray for work.
That's right. Thank you. Well, you never know. I'm sure you don't remember Reverend Ike, but he was all about that God would set you up with some money. Go ahead, caller.
How about no cigarettes?
Nicotine.
No nicotine on the list.
Oh, no nicotine on the list today. $100 to Kroger. What a gift it is today. 34 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Now we've got about 7 entrants so far, but keep on trying. We've got a long way to go this morning, and we want to get you in on this competition. 740-383-9944. Name a place you stop going when you're broke. Now, what answers do we have?
So far, we have restaurants, the store, the bar, the casino, the movies, the bank, and ball games.
Go ahead, caller.
Skydiving.
Skydiving.
No skydiving on the list.
No skydiving on our list here today.
Skydiving is, in fact, expensive.
But I don't think that's in most people's budget to begin with. So I don't know that's something that you would slice out.
That's probably. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I don't think a lot of people go skydiving.
No, it's probably not up there on the list of things to do. One answer left in this particular category. Then we'll move on to another one this morning. Go ahead, caller.
How about no gas? You gotta start riding your bike.
Oh, the gas station is not on the list.
No gas on the list. Maybe nobody had Taco Bell last night or anything. I'll tell you, when somebody has Taco Bell, you've got to move them out of your house quick. You've got like a 45-minute period, grace period, before things could start falling apart. Get ugly quick. Get very, very ugly quick. 740-383-9944. Places you stop going when you are broke. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Well, we lost that one. Boy, that's weird. Okay, 740-383-9944. Oh, the call volume is heavy this morning. And remember, if you get a busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So call back in. 740-383-9944 is where we are. Go ahead, caller.
Car repairs.
Car repairs.
Mechanic is not on the list.
No mechanic on the list. No mechanic on our list today. 740-383-9944. One answer left in this category. Are we going to get it? Go ahead, caller.
Vacation?
No vacation.
No cutting out of the vacations on the list in this particular category.
This one seems to be difficult.
Well, the last one, is it the last one on the list?
It is the last
one on the list. It's always the last one on the list that causes problems in these big lists. And we had, what, 7 or 8 in this one?
8.
Yeah. So you get those long lists, that can become a problem. Go ahead, caller.
How about going to the doctor?
Doctor.
No doctor.
No doctor. Good guess. No doctor on the list here today. Can you sing the old Dr. Pepper, a jingle? We were talking about jingles the other day.
I do not know the Dr. Pepper jingle.
Go ahead, caller.
You don't go out on a date. You don't see the girlfriend or the boyfriend.
No girlfriend or boyfriend. Dates.
No dates on the list.
No dates on the list. See, strip club and dates both go by the wayside. It's hard on your love life.
No, I'll keep thinking here.
Keep thinking. 740-383-9944. A place you stop going when you are broke. That's where we are here today.
Are these percentages, you think?
I think there's surveys, like how many people said this, and they take the top 8, I think is how that works. Go ahead, caller.
It's not a place, but I guess, wherever you pay your bills, you don't have any money to pay bills.
Bill pay.
No bill pay on the list.
No bill pay. No bill pay on our list here today. Places you stop going when you're broke. Is that the...
Yeah, name a place you stop going to when you're broke.
A place you stop going to when you're broke. $100 gift card to Kroger hangs in the balance. You can enter as many times as you like. Just keep on trying. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Places you stop going when you are broke.
One answer left.
One answer in this category. And remember, we're going to do the big drawing for the $100 Kroger gift card today at 1 o'clock. Go ahead, caller.
Dry cleaners?
No dry cleaners.
No dry cleaners. Everybody's got dirty clothes when they don't have any money.
Maybe.
Maybe. I guess you could wash them and put them out on the clothesline, right?
My grandparents still have clotheslines running across their backyard.
But do they have clothespins?
They do.
Because you got to have clotheslines and clothespins.
They use the clotheslines in the summer.
Go ahead, caller.
How about drive-through?
No drive-through.
No drive-through on our list here today. Trying to find these correct answers, always a challenge. Name a place you stop going when you're broke. That's what we're looking for here today. A place you stop going when you're broke. Go ahead, caller.
The casino.
Casino.
The casino has already been taken.
We already got that one.
All right.
Casino has already been taken.
Name a place you stop going when you're broke.
A place you stop going when you're broke. That's what we're talking about. Go ahead, caller.
The landlord.
Landlord, stop paying your rent.
No landlord on the list.
When he knocks, you don't answer. Thank
right.
you. No landlord on our list today. A place you stop going when you are broke. $100 to Kroger today is the prize. Go ahead, caller.
The Jersey or Fred's or the Dairy Queen.
Ice cream joints.
No ice cream on the list.
Hey, by the way, cheap plug, Witz opens today on Church Street. If anybody wants to go get us some Witz and bring it over here before 1
what
o'clock.
What are they?
They're right there where our radio station used to be.
What is the product?
I think it's custard, frozen custard.
Witz.
Frozen. Oh, that's interesting.
I'll take a strawberry.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. We'll just put in the order. I can't leave. I'm giving away $100 to Kroger's here today.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Big time stuff here this morning. Can't walk away from the microphone. Go ahead, caller.
What answers do you have already? I just come in on it.
Oh, yes. Go ahead. Run down the list, Matt.
Yes. So far, we have restaurants, store, the bar, the casino, the movies, the bank, and ball games.
What about the fitness center?
No fitness center.
No fitness center. All right, keep on trying out there. Yeah, Witz opens. I don't know what time Witz opens, but the famous frozen custard place opens today in a building that I used to work at. A radio station used to be in that building across from Founders Park on Church Street.
Wasn't that nice?
Then the roof caved in, and there was no more radio station. Go ahead, caller.
How about yard sales?
No yard sales.
No yard sales. All right, no yard sales on our list here today. The last answer is always the most difficult. Now, remember, you can enter as many times as you like today, and it's kind of a fun Friday. We should really bring back trivia. I don't know that we'll do it every day, but maybe if we gave something away every day. I don't know how we would do it.
Every week.
Well, we've got gifts here.
Well,
I tell you
said every day, but then you said you don't know if we'll do it every day.
Well, that's because sometimes you have guests, and that becomes the problem. Go ahead, caller.
How about the post office?
Post office.
No post office.
No post office on our list today. We're looking for these correct answers. That's what we want. Holy mackerel.
As compared to the first answer, the last answer has 29 less surveys.
Go ahead, caller.
The doctor.
Doctor.
No doctor on the list.
No doctor on the list today. I always think of that Dr. Pepper jingle. I gotta see if I can get Bob's commercial to work.
He sent it to me.
Oh, did he? Did you see it?
I know it went through. I have it.
We'll have to work during the break. Go ahead, caller.
Car dealer.
Car dealer.
No car dealer.
No car dealer on the list here today. Proving to be a very difficult answer, to say the least. Again, if you get the busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying here. 43 minutes past the hour, $100... to Kroger. I don't think we've ever maybe given a prize away that big. We've done pairs of tickets to things, but I don't know if they've ever been worth $100.
I'm sure.
Maybe the fair tickets,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the Ohio State fair tickets, maybe.
But I tell you, people love the food.
Well, of course, you got to eat.
So it's a whole different audience you bring in with the food. Go ahead, caller.
Manicurist.
No manicurist.
Good guess. No manicurist on the list, but not a bad guess there. You know, I don't know if our old friend Judy's out there listening, but she used to love trivia on this station. If anybody knows our old friend Judy, they should give her a call and tell her, hey, we're doing the trivia again. She gets tired of us talking about the other stuff. Go ahead, caller.
Well, have you got the answers to everything yet?
No. Are you back up and running?
Well, I did. I got it up. My son came over and got it up. Guess what I got on my screen, Scott Spears?
What's that?
I got Adam the Computer Guy.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a picture of him, and your sound went off on my tablet, and I got the Computer Guy. How I got him on there. And a guy with red hair. Now, is that the picture that come out on something else? Because I have nothing else in my soul to ever get Adam the Computer Guy. with his smile in your well, there's pictures on the wall, Scott. I don't know how this ever transpired, but I cannot hear you on your game show.
Huh. I don't know. That's probably just another page on the website. Maybe it was just hung up for some reason this morning.
Yeah, but why was mine working like it always does every morning, and then all at once this picture come up on my screen? I just wondering, with the sound of the calls I had there for a few minutes, there was only a handful calling in. I wonder if anybody else on the system that can't call in and tell you that they aren't working, or am I just going crazy?
Well, no, if somebody is having an issue, they usually call in, so if we get a call saying it's not working, we'll work on that.
Yeah, well...
So you say it's a picture of Adam with a... Who was he with?
Well, it looks like another face with red hair. That isn't Matt, is it?
I don't... Oh, do they have a yellow top on?
Yes.
Oh, you know what? No, but it's for somebody who looks similar to Matt. That's Lulu from Hee Haw.
Well, you know what? I've seen Adam before.
Listen, you don't know how many people have come in this studio and mistaken Matt for Lulu Roman from Hee Haw.
That's good.
It has happened.
Well, I know the computer guy, I don't know how that picture, and that must be in your studio somewhere, right?
Yes, that was in the studio over on, with Beltone on East Church Street. No, East Center Street.
You guys are the masterminds of this show today, and how have I got Adam and that picture come on my screen, and you went off the air, and I can't hear you on the air, on my tablet?
But you can hear us now, right?
No, I'm on the telephone talking to you.
Oh.
I'm talking to you on the telephone. I got Adam, the computer guy, and mid-morning coffee break, it says here.
I think that's just another page on the web. Let me double-check our website here real quick. But
how did I get it on my tablet? I don't even know how to do that kind of stuff.
I think you probably... There's a menu at the top, and you might have accidentally clicked on Adam. I'm guessing that's what happened. There it is.
If you scroll down to the bottom of the page, there should be a listen live button.
Yeah, if you go all the way to the bottom of the page, it's quite a long... Well, no, it's not there.
Well, it's because on yours, you're on the computer, it's off to the right.
I'm not going to take up your show because you guys got people calling in, right?
Yeah, we got people calling in, but if you can't get us, let us know.
Okay, but buddy, when I seen Adam, I thought, man, he's coming out of Chicago on that elevator yet.
That's right, he's still in that elevator there in Chicago.
Well, I'll see, but I can't get you only on the telephone, so thanks a lot. Bye.
Thanks, bye-bye. Well, hopefully we get the problems worked out there with it. He heard us for a second, I guess. Probably just hit the refresh button or something, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
How about the video game store?
Video store.
And you know what Bob's going to say next?
What? Watch out.
Is internet porn.
Well, I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
I'm just kidding.
All right. And nothing on the list there, Matt?
No, nothing on the list.
Nothing on the list. See, it's like looking in a mirror, isn't it, Matt? You and Lulu Roman.
See, I don't exactly think so.
Our friend, the late Lulu Roman there with Adam Lepp. All right, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
The gas station.
Gas station.
No gas station on the list.
No gas station. No gas station on the list here today. And also our friend Sarah down at the bus depot. You know, I don't know if she used to love to play trivia like this. So if anybody knows how to get in touch with Judy and Sarah and let them know that we're playing, hey, just call the bus station and tell them, ask for Sarah and say, hey, they're playing trivia again on WGH Talk. She always loved the prizes. Go ahead, caller.
How about the ATM?
ATM.
No ATM on the list.
Oh, good.
Well,
yet.
I thought since bank worked, I'd try ATM.
Keep trying.
Thanks.
No ATM on the list here today. Well, if Ted does get it working or doesn't, he can always come up here. He's not too far away, and we'll set him up here. I'm sure we can get it working. It's probably just a little hang-up. Go ahead, caller.
Did anybody say the beauty parlor?
Beauty parlor.
No beauty parlor.
No beauty parlor. Wow. The last answers are always the most difficult.
Yeah, well, they're the least popular ones, I guess.
740-383-9944. $100 to Kroger is what we're doing here today. Go ahead, caller.
How about the flower shop?
Flower shop.
No flower shop.
No flower shop. All those dead people in weddings aren't going to get any flowers if you don't have any dough. Last answers, always the most difficult. 740-383-9944. Places you stop going when you are broke. $100 to Kroger is the big giveaway today. So what answers do we have? It's a difficult guess here.
At this point, we have restaurants, the store, the bar, the casino, the movies, the bank, and ball games.
There you go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. We'll see what we got as we go along here today. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, does that have something to do with things today, or is that things in the 1920s or 1950s or something? Seems like nobody has...
What are you talking about, like going to the sock hop or something?
Huh?
What are you talking about, like stop going to the sock hop or something?
Yeah, or the roller rink, or there's not too many of those.
Oh,
around.
We've got a roller rink. We've got Zoomers out there. Well, no, this is done today. As a matter of fact, here's I hate clues, but here's a clue. This is a place that this station goes to every year.
Goes to every year.
Once a year, we go to this place.
Party.
Nope, not a party, but a good guess. We have more than one party around here every year.
We like parties.
We like a good party, and we always have pizza, which is your favorite, right?
That's right.
I think that's the way that works. All right, go ahead, caller. Oh, we lost. Lost that caller. Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. Party must have been a popular one there is what I'm guessing. Go ahead, caller.
A festival or a fair?
No festival or fair.
No, but that's close. That's getting close. Not a festival or a fair, but that's not far off the beaten path, as they say, I guess. Go ahead, caller.
The fair?
Not the fair, but you're in the right neighborhood.
Okay.
Not the festival or the fair, but that's getting close. Getting close. 740-383-9944. This station does go to this place once a year. It's always a big deal when we go. So there you are. Place you stop going when you are broke. And no, I wouldn't want to go there if I was broke. it might be a little difficult. Go ahead, caller.
How about the fair?
Not the fair, but a good guess. You know, we've got those delays out there.
Yeah.
Depends on where you're listening and why you're listening. 740-383-9944. $100 to Kroger hangs in the balance today. Remember, you can enter as many times as you like, and that's how this thing will play out. Go ahead, caller.
The Bratwurst Festival?
Bratwurst Festival.
Not the Bratwurst Festival.
Nope. But it's right time of year. Right time of year. Not the Bratwurst Festival, but that's about the right time of year. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
The last one just took the Bratwurst Festival. How about Cedar Point?
Not Cedar Point. I don't know that we've ever went to Cedar Point, have we?
No. Have you ever been to Cedar Point in general?
I have been to Cedar Point. Oh,
I like Cedar Point.
I don't know. It's okay. Go ahead, caller.
How about the airport?
Not the airport. Good guess. Not the airport. Like the jerking of the rides.
It's a roller coaster.
A roller coaster I would ride. But most of the rides at Cedar Point jerk you around.
I ride roller coasters.
Go ahead, caller.
Popcorn Festival.
Popcorn Fest.
Not the Popcorn Festival.
Not the Popcorn Festival. Not the Popcorn Festival. Well, right time of year again. Yeah. You're definitely in the right time of year for this. Go ahead, caller.
Little Brown Jug.
Which is a?
Horse race.
Ah, racetrack. You got it.
Racetrack.
Yep. Can't go and bid at the racetrack. Right. You got it. Thank you.
Yeah.
So we got every answer there. Run down the answers, and then we'll start a new category here, Matt.
The answers for name a place you stop going to when you're broke. Restaurants, the store, the bar, casinos, the movies, the bank, and ball games, as well as the racetrack.
All right, let's go on to the next category.
The next category, name something that might be full of holes.
Name something that might be full of holes, and how many answers do we have here?
There are, looks to be eight again.
Eight again. Something that might be full of holes. Go ahead, caller.
Concerts.
Concerts. No concerts.
All right.
I think there was a big delay on that one, yeah. But you never know. Things that might be full of holes. Hey, some people have the delay. It's the way it goes. Go ahead, caller.
Underwear.
Underwear.
No underwear.
No underwear. Oh, you got to watch that. You don't want the holy underwear. That can always be a troublesome bit. Something full of holes. Okay. Well, that's a basic thing. Go ahead, caller.
Shoes.
Shoes.
No shoes.
No shoes. No shoes on our list here today. Playing for $100. A $100 gift card to Kroger, which we'll draw later on today. All right, go ahead, caller.
A theory.
A theory.
No theory.
No theory on our list here today. Something that might be full of holes is where we are today. Go ahead, caller.
Jeans.
Jeans.
No jeans.
No jeans. Oh, and those holy jeans are... I don't think they're very popular anymore, but people claim that they're still popular. I don't think they are, though.
I don't know. I have jeans that have holes in them.
All right. Well, but that's just by choice. Go ahead, caller.
Socks.
Socks.
Yes, socks are on the list.
Socks are on the list. You can't get those socks knitted anymore. Socks are on our list. And how many are in this category?
Eight.
Eight. Go ahead, caller.
Swiss cheese.
Swiss cheese.
Yes, Swiss cheese is on the list.
Swiss cheese is on the list.
And if I should perchance to win, I'm going for the peanut butter truck as well.
Another peanut butter jelly truck contestant this morning. Thank you. So Bob playing for the peanut butter jelly truck as well as Terry this morning. And Bob in once now. Swiss cheese, one of the correct answers. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Swimming pool.
Swimming pool.
No swimming pool.
No swimming pool on our list here today. Now, we're going to break here in about a minute, but we're going to, it's just a 15-minute break, and we're going to come back and continue on with this. $100 to Kroger today. Don't tune away. Go ahead, caller.
Shoes.
Shoes.
No shoes.
No shoes on the list today. So, during the break, call your friends, call your relatives, tell them to tune us in this morning because we're going to do this to 1 o'clock. Call your offices, call everybody down at City Hall, get on the phone down here, get on the blower. All right, go ahead, caller.
A road or a street?
Road or a street?
Yes, road and street.
We got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Road and street. Was that two answers?
It's like road slash street.
All right, road slash street is on there. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
A screen, like a window screen?
Window screen.
Yes.
There we go. Window screen is on the answer. I tell you what, we got a break, but we're coming back at 9:15. 9:15. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a minute. From Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity. If we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you, yeah, all you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our